Jesus gives us a lot of parables in the Gospels. Some of them are easier to understand, some not so easy. Kind of the nice thing about today is after he gives it, he goes back through and explains the meaning of it. And that helps us, because as we look at the parable, we can apply each of these different grounds that he talks about to our lives and try to understand which one we are. So which one are we? Are we the seed sown on a path? Jesus said, the seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it. So maybe we can be so caught up in the world that what Christianity promises, what we hear of the gospel, we can't even understand how that could be attractive, how that's something we could give our life to. We enjoy the pleasures of the world so much that when we hear someone talking about Christ and talking about the gospel, the good news, we can't even comprehend how that could be attractive, something we want to give our lives to. And we think maybe other Christians are throwing their lives away. We don't understand it. Or maybe when we hear about all this love, that Christianity, that Christ loves us so much, that God loves us so much, maybe we've never felt much love in our lives. So we have a hard time believing in that truth, in the gospel that says we have a God that came here and loves us so much he died for us. We have a hard time buying that. We can't quite comprehend it because we've never really experienced love. So are we like the seed sown on the path that has a hard time understanding Christ and his church? Are we the seed sown on rocky ground? Jesus says the seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy. But he has no root, and it lasts only for a time. When tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. Is that us? Are we impressed with the love we feel from Christ? Are we enjoy when we have this encounter of Christ, when we come to Mass and sometimes we have warm feelings, the good we feel from doing good for others, everything that comes with being a Christian, being a Catholic, that makes us feel good, we're on board with. That's nice, and we like it. But we're not such a big fan of this pick up your cross and follow me, this turn the other cheek idea, this whoever gives his life will lose it, whoever loses his life will find it. In times of tribulation, we're not such a big fan of being Christians. Our roots aren't very deep. Is that us? And the thorns, it's similar. The ground like thorns is similar. We hear the word, but we answer to worldly anxiety and chase after riches. Is that us? Or are we like the rich soil that bears fruit? Jesus says the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Is that us? Do we give our entire lives to Christ and through that experience incredible peace, incredible joy? Do we live our lives truly as a gift for others and seek more than anything else the good of those around us and their salvation? Is that how we live our lives? Are we the seed? Are we the ground? Are we the rich soil where the seed falls on good ground? Many of us can relate probably to multiple different ideas in these different soils. Some of us, maybe one of them sticks out a little stronger over here, stronger over there. But I'm guessing most of us can relate to all three or four of them. And so we're not a consistent ground. Sometimes we're a path. Sometimes we're rocky. Sometimes we're thorny. Sometimes we are rich. Sometimes we're totally on board. Other times we're not. So what kind of seed can bear fruit in us if we're not a consistent ground? It's like we need to go to K-State Ag and ask them to come up with some kind of incredible hybrid seed, you know, that can work on any kind of ground. But even K-State Ag, as good as they might be, and I've heard great things, how are they supposed to be able to come up with a seed that can grow on a path, on rock, on thorns, and in rich soil, just as good? Even K-State Ag, that's asking quite a bit. But Jesus is the seed that can grow on any soil, on the path, on the rock, on the thorns, definitely in the good soil. Jesus is the seed that meets us where we're at. Whether we're up, we're down, we're on board, we're falling away, Jesus meets us where we're at and brings us to himself and helps us to bear fruit. And all we got to do, our only response, is to be open to his grace. He is that incredible seed that even K-State couldn't come up with. But for us to be able to bear fruit, we got to be open to his grace. We got to be willing to say, Lord, I believe that you truly love me. I'm open to that love, and I'm open to the mission you have for me in this life. I'm open to your call. And when we do, he can work with us at any moment of our lives, no matter how low we are, how high we are, anywhere in between, suffering, sad, happy, joyful, he can work with us. But we got to give him that opportunity by opening ourselves up to his grace. And if we do, then, like the person who is on the path, who has a hard time believing that Christianity can really be anything fruitful in this world, that it can be something they even enjoy, who thinks it's restricting, Christ can show us the freedom that comes from being Christian and release us from the slavery we have to our worldly passions. If we don't think we're worthy of being loved, we open ourselves up to Christ, he's going to show us love. Definitely. We open ourselves up to him, he's going to love us, and we're going to know we're loved. If we're scared of the cross, of the different tribulations that Christianity challenges us with the call that Christ has for us, we like the nice things about the faith, we don't want the hard things, we open ourselves up to Christ, he's going to give us the courage and the strength and help us to carry the cross. Then we can bear fruit. Then Christ will take us, whether we're thorns, path, rocks, and make us rich soil. And we can bear fruit out into the world, and other people will see that fruit, and they'll be open to being rich soil themselves and open to Christ's grace because of our witness and Christ's work through us. So may we be open to Christ's grace, no matter where we're at in our lives. May we be open so we can become rich soil and bear fruit for our good and the good of the whole world.